Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, Brett McMurphy, and you. Danny Parkins will join us in 20 minutes from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. All our bets for tonight, 40 minutes from now, the Power Hour, and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And joining us right now on the show to talk college football, America's college football insider, for our friends at On3 Sports, the one, the only, the great, Brett McMurphy, on Twitter, at Brett_McMurphy. My friend, what's going on? Welcome back.
Hey, Nick, Femi, good to talk to you guys again. Hope everything's going great.
Oh, everything is magnificent. Maybe not for James Franklin, although I would argue it is. He was $49 million not to work. We should all be so lucky. Brett, we'll get to Heisman. We'll get to actual games this weekend. But I do want to start with coaching vacancies and the coaching news and some rumors. So James Franklin gets fired by Penn State. Rumors they're going to try and throw a bag at Kurt Cignetti. We'll see. Rumors that the Florida Gators are going to can Billy Napier. Maybe that a response to Penn State getting ahead of the coaching cycle by firing James Franklin. What are you hearing right now about Penn State, potential next move for James Franklin, Napier, anything that you find interesting, Brett, as it concerns coaching, firings, hirings, et cetera, in college football?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that Penn State pulled the trigger on Franklin when they did. Pat Kraft, their athletic director, said this was not a three-game decision because of the three-game losing streak, but I would challenge that. I think it is. I think had they won the last two games after the loss against Oregon, I think he'd still be the coach. By saying it's not a three-game decision, then you're basically saying that it wasn't determined by the results of these three games. So I think it more likely it's that, they're eliminated more than likely. I mean, some weird scenario, I guess, where they could still get in the playoff, but realistically, they're probably out of running for the playoff. And obviously it's been well documented, Franklin's struggles against ranked opponents, likely played a part. But, you're right. I mean, Cignetti and Matt Rhule and Pat Kraft, it's no secret. Both individuals have said it. They're very close. They're very good friends. They've worked with each other. Does Kraft go to him first? Does he try Cignetti? Does he do a curveball and go for somebody else? We'll have to see. But look, whoever he's going to get, they're not available for 2 months. I mean, also, if you're going after guys that are in the playoff, how confident are you going to be that if you're going after Kurt Cignetti, and I'm not saying Cignetti's leaving. I mean, that he's obviously got to determine if he wants to leave, and nobody knows that except him. So despite what you see is reported out there from the million different reports and sources and all that nonsense, no one knows, okay? But we do know this. He's not leaving Indiana until the season's over. And that season is probably not going to be over until January. So if you're pursuing him, how confident are you that you can land him after the playoff? Certainly no one's going to be dumb enough to sign a deal to go somewhere else while they're still coaching another team in the playoff. So now it gets into back channel talks and, you know, how confident are you in that a coach, whether it's him, whether it's, you know, Lane Kiffin gets in the playoff. You know, I think he'll be the top candidate at Florida. Billy Napier will not return at Florida unless he runs the table. He has to win the final six games. And if you guys have seen the schedule, I'm sure you have, that's probably not going to happen. They're not going to fire him if they beat Mississippi State. They're not going to fire him after a win. Why would you fire a guy after a win when he just is coming up a loss? So I think his next loss will be his last loss. And I think Kiffin's going to be one of Florida's top candidates. I think Cignetti will be one of Florida's top candidates. But again, these guys are in the playoffs. Are you willing to take that chance? Because if you miss on a guy and you've waited that long, are you going to get destroyed in the portal? Are you going to get destroyed in recruiting by basically not doing anything for your program through the entire month of December and sometimes perhaps into the month of January? So, you know, I wrote something today for On Three real quick, Nick. I said, you know, if you guys have ever been to a state fair, I don't know if you remember, they had this crazy ride called the Super Himalaya, like just spun around and spun around. And if you're over the age of 18 and rode it, you probably threw up when you got off. Well, that's how fast the coaching carousel is going to be going in a month. And I'll just run through the laundry list of schools that could make changes. I'm not saying they will, but they could if things break wrong. Florida, Florida State, Auburn, Wisconsin, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky. You've got LSU and Oklahoma ranked right now. Guys, if they have a bad second half, they could make moves there. So it's going to be fascinating if all this happens, because at some point, I don't know who all these schools are going to hire. And their fan bases are going to go, wait, this is who we're hiring? Yeah, Nick Saban's not coming through that door, guys.
It was called, Brett, and because I remember, in New York at least, the Super Himalaya was called the Gravitron. And at St. Anastasia, the grade school that I went to in Little Neck in Queens in the late 1980s, I absolutely threw up after a ride on the Gravitron at the fair there at St. Anastasia. I want you to give me 30 seconds on two questions in a row here. First one, your best guess, pencil, not pen. So you got a chance to change your mind. Where is Kurt Cignetti coaching next year? 30 seconds.
Man, no inside information, total speculation, just reading how these things kind of work out. How about this? Not at Indiana. Where? I don't know.
I have to be honest. I don't even know if this is smart or not. It might be stupid. I kind of think an NFL team should hire him, and maybe that's the most ridiculous thing of all time. I think he's like the best coach that's ever lived, and I'm probably overstating it. I think he's the man. Second question, 30 seconds or less. What's going to happen with Bill Belichick at North Carolina, and when does it happen, whatever it is that happens?
Man, you know, there's been approximately a billion reports about what all is going there in that cluster. You know, I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, is he in this for the long haul? Does he want to put up with this? You know, everyone's, you know, saying, well, you know, give him a couple of years. You know, he needs to get his players in there. Well, he signed those players to come there. So either they're not as good as he thought or they're not performing. You know, I think if he's miserable there, you know, there were some reports North Carolina's trying to come up with some NCAA violations, you know, that can make getting out of that contract a lot easier. Obviously, Belichick's can't push back on that. So I think this is TBA, but real quick, Nick, I know, you know, back in the day, you used to be worried about the Sports Illustrated cover jinx. Well, there's now a new cover jinx in college athletics, and that's Us Weekly. Because ever since Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend were on the cover of Us Weekly, they have not won a freaking game, all right?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Amazing.
It has not been great down there in Chapel Bill. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Brett McMurphy, college football insider on On3 Sports, America's college football insider, who you can hit up on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. The Heisman Trophy, Brett, is heating up after we just saw Indiana beat Oregon. Fernando Mendoza is among the favorites. Ty Simpson right now is the favorite over at Alabama, tied with Carson Beck. How do you see this playing out down the stretch? I know we spoke back in August. You said, hey, the Heisman is hard to predict. How do you see this playing out now that we've gone through half the season so far here in college football?
It's hard to predict. I'll do this. I'll tell you guys that if you guys promise not to tell anyone, I'll tell you a secret on how to pick who's going to win the Heisman. Just between us, all right? Cross your fingers. Here's the deal. Statistics don't matter, okay? I don't care what Mendoza's thrown for. I don't care what Ty Simpson's done. I don't care what Carson Beck has done or anybody else. It's the narrative. Who's got the best narrative and who's on a team that's winning? Last year, the narrative was Travis Hunter versus Ginty. Travis Hunter, we didn't care how many receptions he had. We didn't care how many interceptions we had. What was the big thing? How many plays did he play? That was it. He could have played 90 bad plays, but nobody cared because he was doing something nobody else had done before. That was the narrative. That's why it was over midway through the season. It's a little bit more difficult now because the narrative, you can make a narrative for all those guys. Carson Beck leads Miami to the first ever ACC title. Ty Simpson leads Alabama back after last year's disaster and the opening loss to Florida State. Mendoza leading Indiana to undefeated season. You know, all those are great storylines. The problem is we need a little bit more results to see how these games play out. So I don't think you can necessarily say any of those guys are definitely going to win it. And it may not be any of those guys if their teams don't win down the stretch. But just don't, if you're trying to make a future wager on the Heisman, please, please, please do not get caught up on statistics. I vote for the Heisman. I'm not necessarily saying I do this all the time. I guarantee it a bunch of other people do it. You can't, how many yards has Mendoza thrown for now? How many has Beck done? Nobody knows. The stats are crazy now. Everybody has monster stats. You can manipulate any stats to benefit you or have a better read on you know, your candidacy than somebody else. It's all going to matter on the narrative. And look, listen to the TV announcers. When you hear them fawning over somebody repeatedly, and that person is not employed by that conference or work for that conference, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. I think they may be telling you something. Did you ever hear anyone not talk about Travis Hunter last year?
It was all over the place last year and a couple of years ago as well, but obviously an overdrive last year when he won the Heisman Trophy. A couple more minutes with Brett McMurphy here from On3 Sports. Brett, if Ohio State goes undefeated, will Julian Sain win the Heisman Trophy?
What hurts him is that, again, let's say if Miami's undefeated and Ohio State's undefeated, then no, I think Beck wins it. Because Ohio State's been there, done it. It's not a surprise. Ohio State was preseason number three. So, you know, the fact that they go undefeated, okay, great. Ohio State's undefeated again. Yeah, okay, wake me up when you win another national title. Plus, you got Jeremiah Smith there, who could take votes away from him. So again, if Miami's undefeated, Miami wins the ACC, I would take him. I think he would win it over Sain, because of the uniqueness of what he's done. The same with, you know, Ty Simpson at Alabama. Alabama coming off a miserable season. You know, what he has the potential of doing. You know, Indiana, if they get to they go 12-0 and they lose to Ohio State in a crazy Big Ten title game, he may still have a better shot than Sain, even though they lost that game, depending on how those things play off. So I don't necessarily think you can automatically say he would win it. You're smart in thinking that, because I would say this also real quick on future Heisman picks. If you're thinking of taking a person on a team, look at their odds to win the national championship and or get to the playoff compared to their odds to win the Heisman, and take whatever the better number is, because one is not going to happen without the other. I'm not saying you have to win the national title, but certainly you would get deep enough in the playoff where you could hedge out of it, you know, to make a positive return.
I'm gonna box you in a little bit here because we only have like 45 seconds for the answer. We have a hard time break coming up here. My opinion, Brett, is that if Ohio State does not win the national championship, Alabama will. I'll ask you, if Ohio State does not win the national championship, who does? 45 seconds for the answer.
Man, I'm boxed in. I'd love to disagree with you, but I can't because I really think Alabama's that good. I will put an asterisk on that. They need Jam Miller back. They're running back. He's a workhorse. They're a different team without him. That makes Simpson so much better. But talent-wise, absolutely. That's why the loss to Florida State was so shocking. I would put them up there. And also, Nick, I don't think there's a real dominant team. I don't think Ohio State's dominant. I really think you've got a handful of teams that can win this thing. And like last year, you don't even have to win your conference title. It's whoever gets hot at the right time and who you draw in the playoffs, I think will play a bigger factor on who wins. But I would have no issues with that. I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. But check with me in a week or two and I'll come up with somebody.
Well, we look forward to that because we love having you on the show. And we'll see if Jam Miller plays for Saturday for Alabama, has a concussion questionable for the game against Tennessee. If he doesn't play, that game becomes way more interesting. Brett, you're the best. We appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Brett McMurphy joining us on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1 stops by.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.